I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us, from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 116 of the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis, here as always with Sarah Powers. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Megan.
Are you ready for back to school yet?
I am. Mentally, physically, spiritually.
Spiritually. Supplies-wise?
Yeah, as we record this, my supplies are making their Amazon way to my house. I feel pretty ready. Okay. We're recording this a little bit ahead of time, but by the time this airs, actually, the day this airs will be the first day of school for my elementary schoolers. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it is official.
Okay, very
timely. You guys can think of me. You can high five me over the airwaves today because my elementary schoolers will be in school and then my preschooler not. But
Not. Well, on episode 115, we talked about back to school. We kind of had a little back to school theme where we talked about what our kids are up to this year and we talked about what grades they're moving into and how, what we're expecting. But we want to talk about back to school for moms in this episode.
Like, yes,
I love the idea, and we've talked about this before, of back to school time being the new year for moms instead of January 1st, which is like when you're supposed to make all your resolutions. I have a much harder time getting excited about change at that time of year than I do in September.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know, the weather gets a little crisp and there's all these supplies, like freshly sharpened pencils, and everyone's just kind of in that reinvention state of mind. So I'm really excited to talk about
this. It's just in the air, and it's in the air. It's on your social media feeds. And we know that a lot of our listeners have kids who aren't in school yet, really little ones. A lot of you are stay-at-home moms, or you're working full-time, and maybe your kid's daycare just goes year-round. But I still am going to put it out there that fall just feels like this time where it's like a new energy to hunker down. And maybe that's just hardwired in us from growing up school years ourselves. I mean, I do think weather has something to do with it. If you've been traveling or taken vacations in the summer, that's can be awesome in its own way. But I feel like we all get this energy to like stay put for a little while and create some routines. So yeah, we're going to flip this and talk about the opportunities for moms at creating a new year for yourself, even if it's just another day as a stay-at-home mom with a baby and a toddler. We think you can give yourself a new year this fall.
This is an opportunity. So let's talk about it.
All right.
First, let's introduce this week's sponsor.
Yeah. So we're welcoming back Kind. Yeah. Kind Snacks makes healthy, delicious snacks using whole ingredients you can recognize and pronounce. You've heard us talk about them before on the show. I am looking right now at a salted caramel and dark chocolate almond. The only reason I'm not eating it is it would be all paper crackly and I would have my mouth full. But I'm hungry.
I kind of want to eat it.
It's
I want to eat your. It's so good. I love that one.
These are.
I think of Kind as like granola bars for grownups.
Exactly. I was going to say it's perfect that we're talking about mom stuff today because these are our snacks, at least in my house. These are the snacks that I reserve for me. So what Kind has going on right now is you can try 10 different flavors for free, and all you have to do is pay shipping. So you order the sample box, you pay shipping, they send it to you, and that also kicks off Kind's Snack Club, where you'll receive monthly snacks at a discount. And there's cool members only bonuses. So you start with the sampler box. You can then get going into Kind's Snack Club, and you can get full details about how all of that works at their website. And the URL to use is kindsnacks.com/mom. That's kindsnacks.com/MOM. That'll have the full details and how you can sign up to get that sampler box for free. I didn't even know they had some of these flavors going on that come in the sampler box. So I've been eating Kind bars for a long time, but it was really fun. They have some savory ones. They have some breakfast bars.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out and get that sampler box for you, for your back to school snacks.
For you. You can put it in your little lunchbox.
Absolutely. Okay. So shifting into what our fall is going to look like this year, we thought we'd just kind of give everybody an update on what our schedules are going to look like, yours and mine, in terms of how many kids are in school and what's changing for work and all of that. So I can go first, or do you want to go first?
No, you go ahead.
All right, I'll go first. So last week, if you listened, we talked about my kids' school. My youngest is in preschool, and she will be in three full school days. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, about 8:45 to 3. And that is the most I've ever had as the youngest going into school. So my older two are in elementary school. I don't have childcare outside of school. And I really haven't ever, other than like a once a week sitter for a couple hours when we started recording the podcast and Violet wasn't in school yet. So my work hours happen during school, but this will be, you know, this will be more than I had last year. And as regular listeners know, we're really ramping up our business with the Life Listen Network and this podcast. So I will probably use most of those school hours for work, but I work at home or maybe a coffee shop if I need a change of pace, or maybe the coffee shop at my gym. In terms of like after school, we're going to have pretty minimal after school activities, which I'm excited about. My two older kids do Taekwondo as their main sport, and they're at different belt levels right now. But after the next belt exam, they will be grouped in the same class. So instead of being there for their separate classes, they'll be together, which cuts that time commitment in half. And Violet's going to do AYSO soccer, but for the four-year-olds, there's only like a little scrimmage on Saturday mornings. That's it. There's no practice during the week, which was a welcome change, actually, from when Reed did it at that age. So I think we're going to have kind of relatively minimal after-school activities, which will be nice. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at, and all of that kicks off this week. If you're listening when this comes out, Violet's first day of school would have been yesterday and the big kids today. So we are like, I'm in it. This is it. 3 days a week of everybody in school. Yep. And then those Tuesday, Thursdays will still be me and Violet palling around for one more year. So that's
things
kind
are
of
getting
like
really real.
I know. That's kind of like the that's the nuts and bolts. How about you?
The overview. Well, this is going into a really busy fall. I feel like my fall is always like the craziest time.
Yeah.
Either things are changing or there's just a lot going on. And so this year, in addition to the radio, I'm also going to be working at a local marketing agency. And so that's going to be two places like that I have to be every day.
And remind people about your radio crazy. In case brand new listeners.
Sure.
Don't know about your radio
role. Okay. Yeah, so just remind them. Almost exactly a year ago, I took a job as the co-host of a radio morning show. So it's Johnny and Megan in the mornings. And we basically are, you know, what you hear when you're driving and like between the songs, we just kind of riff on current events and banter and stuff. And it's a lot of fun. But it, you know, it's not like a mentally super challenging job. It's just that I start at like 6:30.
Yeah.
So that means getting up a lot earlier than I used to. And I've been doing that for a year. And I have to say, it's been a lot easier than I expected. I really thought I would struggle with that. And it's not been that bad. But a lot of that has been because my other work was always from home. And so mm-hmm. I've done marketing and copywriting and content marketing for a while now, but I always kind of was able to come home and rest or come home and kind of put my feet up or take a nap or whatever I might need to do before I go to the gym, before I really dug into my day. And now it's going to be, I'm going to be going right from there to this marketing agency. So it's just going to become a lot more structured, which isn't a bad thing necessarily, but it means I'm going to have to be really protective of my sleep and my bedtime at night, more so than I have been. I'm going to have to get really organized. So I was considering, last year we had I had a sitter come 2 days a week so that she could get the kids up and off to school and I could just go straight to the radio. Then 1 day a week, I didn't go to radio or I'd go late and I would get the kids off to school. And then the kids were with John the other two school days. Mm-hmm. But this year I thought about letting her go and just having, just dropping the kids off like at my brother's house on my way to work and then they could walk with his kids or whatever. And I'm just looking at this now going, no way, like there's no way. I need the help. I need to take the help where I can find it in ways that make a big difference. So she's definitely going to still be on and they love her and it's nice continuity and it's nice to have this constant presence and not for me to feel stressed in the morning and I can just kind of roll out of bed and go. So,
well, that's what I was going to say.
Really
is like, it's one thing to wake up early, but if you've also, like, if you're worried that somebody's not going to wake up with their alarm or forgot to pack their lunch, like that's just a whole other mental drain. So having that, having that caregiver there to do the morning routine will just make
it so much
easier.
And I didn't have to worry about that at all last year. And it was a lifesaver. It really was. So going to definitely stick with that. And then also, you know, last fall, and I've talked about this on the show before, like last fall was nuts as far as sports go. I want to say the year before that was even crazier because 2 years ago, Owen played fall baseball and football and William played football.
Wow.
And I think Isaac may have been running cross country. I don't even know. It's a blur. Last year it was just football. This year, both of the boys have said they don't want to do football. And I kind of resisted at first, and then I thought, why am I, no, like, this has been a year of a lot of change. This is, there's been a lot of upheaval.
Yeah.
Why don't I just let them not play this year? Yeah. I don't care if they play, and I don't, there's nothing like invested in it, you know, but the time they put in so far. And so, yeah, I'm inclined now to just let them not, not play. And, that's going to make our evening so much more open.
Yeah.
And it's just going to mean I go home from work at night and, you know, and luckily I'll get to be home right around the time they get home from school.
So yeah, I was going to ask. So your whole work day starts early, but what time will you be finishing up?
By four.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah. And apparently, yeah. And this company is great about, you know, if you want to work from home in the afternoon and be there when your kids get home, you can usually do that. Like, they're just like really flexible. So I'll be home by four. That gives me, you know, 5 hours of time at home on my nights with the kids where I can just make dinner, hang out, like, look at homework, just a lot more relaxed. And I'm looking forward to that. So I'm actually looking forward to a strangely calm, even though I'm going to be super busy working and then podcasting on top of that, which I'll figure out how to do on my non-kid days.
We'll keep you guys posted on weekends. When we record the podcast.
We'll see how
it
that
may
works,
be in our pajamas in the middle of the night, but we will do it.
Well, and you know, I talked about getting divorced a few months ago, and it's been really stressful, but this is one of those places where it kind of works in my favor because I know I have a couple of days every week where I don't have like any kid duty at all. Right. So that just makes it that much easier to squeeze stuff in that would have been really difficult before.
Well,
so
I bet, I can't predict for sure, but I bet you'll also kind of enjoy your time at home because you're not working at home. And we all know there's pros and cons to working at home. I think anybody who has done it, there's upsides and downsides, but you might feel like because most of your work will be done away from home for the first time in a long time, you might feel kind of homey when you're home. Do you know what I mean?
I totally agree. I don't think I'm going to feel as pressured or conflicted. Like, I think I'll just be able to say, oh, this is my home time. And I already put in a full day. And that's sometimes the problem when you work from home, or when you work a flexible schedule, or you kind of work whenever you need to or want to. It's really hard to feel like, it's hard to say, oh, I put in 7 or 8 hours today. I'm done. And I realized that like last week I was kind of coming down on myself and I don't remember what it was. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think I had been Voxing with you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. And I had said something like, I was going to take my kids kayaking. And I said something like, you know, I'm taking the kids kayaking. And I looked at the clock. It was like 2. And I thought, oh, I mean, I'm knocking off my quote unquote work day 3 hours early. And then I thought, I've been up since 6 working this whole time. Yeah. So I did put in a full day. It's not like I've been slacking. It's just that I have a lot of different things going on. And so my schedule doesn't necessarily look like someone else's. So now my schedule is going to look a lot more like, you know, a normal person's. And that's going to help me, I think, make that disconnect between work and home.
Yeah, I'm a little envious just of that piece of it. My next question was kind of how are we feeling going into this quote unquote new year? And I have to say, for the last 6 months, I've been hitting it hard work-wise. And I've gone from like, oh, so this is a little digression, but I have always been able to pass as a stay-at-home mom. Like, I mean, you guys, who, if you listened recently to our stay-at-home work outside the home episode, we kind of gave our full backstory, but I've had some kind of side gig, side employment or freelance stuff going on for like 6 years. But it's been so minimal and so flexible that like when I'm out and about at the parks and the schools, I pass as a stay-at-home mom and I don't even really correct people who assume I'm a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not for any other reason, is just it was so flexible and pretty minimal, anywhere from like 5 to 10 hours a week, maybe a little more at times. Well, that ship has sailed. I can no longer.
Yeah.
I have a lot on my plate and I own a business with you and I have conference calls and, you know, billing and invoicing. And like, so we talked a little bit about that and it's been really fun, really challenging, really gratifying, super grateful. But I'm in a new era of needing to draw lines between work and home. Because, I mean, if you go back, even since you and I have been working together, I used to work at nap time, right? Like you put the baby down for a nap, you work for a couple hours.
That's how so many people get started too with their ventures. You work when you can. Yeah.
And then it's sneaky how the kids are more independent now. They don't need me. So I can actually get 5 or 6 hours, maybe not quite that much, but 4 hours a day in. Nobody naps anymore, but I can still get it done because they're doing their own thing. They're playing independently, or we go to the gym and put them in childcare. So the good news is I have more bandwidth, and with school starting, I'm going to have even more. The challenge, I think, for me and where like this fall will be interesting is that it's not sustainable to fill every available minute with work. And that's what I've been doing for the last like 6 months, because those available minutes have gotten more and more. So then I've just worked more and more. Does that make sense? So yeah, I'm not, it's not necessarily a negative, but it's a shift for sure.
I totally get that. And part of the reason you're able to get so much done, and, you know, even though the kids are home, is because you learned how to be so efficient when you were fitting things in at nap times and just whenever you could. And honestly, that's a skill that I've lost a little bit. Like when you are at home with kids and there's urgency, like such incredible urgency all the time, because they could wake up in 5 minutes or literally anything could happen. Like they're watching a video, they're only going to be happy for 20 minutes. I need to get on this. There's just this sense of like heightened urgency at all times. And I don't have that anymore. So sometimes it's like it takes me a little bit longer to get motivated than it used to. It's just an interesting.
But I remember when I encountered
in that
you,
spot, right?
Yeah, you were in that spot and you were getting a ton done.
I know. It's funny sometimes. So it's easy sometimes to like the like more you have to do, the more you get done kind of a thing.
Right.
And I think you're going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I can
survive.
Maybe one of my goals, we're going to get into some sort of New Year's resolution-y type stuff. So maybe one of mine will be to set some boundaries, even if I have the capacity to work 6 hours in a day. Maybe I take an hour for not work for, you know.
Well, and I will also say that one thing I really do like about September is, I don't know if this is true for you, but definitely for me, there is this temptation to take that opportunity to go to the pool or the beach.
Right.
Or like there's this feeling like you should be in semi-vacation mode, even if you're not. And September, it's like everyone at the same time just gets down to business.
Yeah.
And so like there's less distraction and there's less outside stuff beckoning to you.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we thought we'd do now that we've set the stage is kind of go through a few categories of mom life and just share if we have any goals or resolutions for ourselves. And then would love to hear from listeners on all of these areas too. So you can just reply on social media or email us. So, so the first category I think is kind of what we were starting to get into, and that is work and creativity both. So do you have any specific goals or resolutions around work and creativity this fall?
Well, because I haven't started this new schedule yet, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to play out.
Right.
But I think work is going to take care of itself now for the first time in a long time. Like work is just going to happen to me and I'm going to keep up. It's not going to be me having to hustle all the time. And which I have to say is kind of a relief, because that can get really exhausting if you're freelancing and you're doing it and you need to earn the income and there's not another adult helping to support the household, it can become very exhausting.
Right.
So the work part, I'm a little less worried about. It's the creativity part. I don't want to get so head down in the stuff I have to do that I stop having these big crazy ideas. So I think I'm going to set aside time every day, and I don't exactly know when that is going to be. It may be like right when I get home from work. I have a feeling I'm going to come home from work and want an immediate nap attack. Like I just have this feeling like I'm going to walk in at 4 and by 4:30, I'm going to be face down on my bed and I'm going to nap for like a half an hour. And then I was thinking maybe just reading and taking some time to journal like right after that would be a nice way to ease into the evening, kind of create that line between my work day and my home day. I was complaining to my sister the other day, because she is a huge reader and has always got like 2 or 3 books going all the time. And I said, she keeps asking me what I'm reading. And I was like, for the first time, I'm finally reading a book, because we were camping and I had the time. And I said, but I feel like I'm always starting a book right before I go to bed at night or in bed. And then I fall asleep 2 pages in and I never make any progress. And so then I don't read. And she said, well, you can't do it in bed, silly. Like, she's like, what are you thinking? You just have to make time for it some other time of your day. So for her, she has little pockets built in where she can do that. And it's such a simple little thing, but, you know, just kind of looking at what my day-to-day life might look like and how to fit in those little bursts of creativity.
Well, and I feel like a book that you could even choose books that really inspire creativity, either something that's written so beautifully that you want to write, which, you know, happens to us writers, or something about creativity. Like, did you read Big Magic?
Elizabeth don't think Gilbert? I did. Yeah,
you would like that.
I think it's that was really one of the ones I downloaded on my Kindle.
Yeah, it's a really fast read. And that's like, that's guaranteed to just make you think about creativity. And just, that's kind of it's an easy recommend. I mean, even if you don't love it, it'll get your wheels going. So I feel like if you had that downtime for reading, and if the reading material was somehow kind of getting your creative wheels going and not just just an escape.
And because of the kind of work I do, there's going to be plenty of room for creativity within my work as well. Yeah. But I know sometimes that can really sap you. Like sometimes if your paid work is all creative, it makes it hard to think creatively when you're not working. And it might be a little more passively creative. Like consuming can also be creative, like consuming art or consuming or, you know, maybe I'll do another play or something just to kind of keep me just to kind of keep my brain something firing going. in that way. So, yeah.
So what about you? So for me, I kind of mentioned like work goal being now that I have the kids in school and I don't have to be at this frenetic pace, setting some routines and boundaries about working and not working. And it, again, it'll be the most I've ever had kids in school. So I think one of my challenges I've talked about on the show is that my brain works best in the morning. If I could work like you, if I could work 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., that would probably be my workday. The problem is from when I get up until 9, it's sort of the school morning routine. So I can't really sit down until a little later in the morning. But I think just creating a schedule and creating some boundaries and then really, really reminding myself that, as you tell me all the time, there are no podcast emergencies. Like, it's okay to let emails go till the next day and not needing to check in or fill that space with work every second.
Right.
Creativity wise, you know, a lot of my creativity has been going into the business, which has been exciting and really invigorating. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that needs to change. I think what probably would be healthy is to have the time boundaries around it. So I'm still feeling like my most creative, my biggest source of creativity right now is the business that we're building and the stuff that we're doing. I guess one more work goal probably for me, and I'm sure you would agree, is to really be in the practice of delegating in the ways that we can. And to, as we start to grow our business, we are probably going to scale. We're probably going to have people who help us with things or outsource some things. And as anybody who's like had a entrepreneurial venture knows, it's easy. It seems easier to do everything yourself, but that is not scalable or healthy. So I feel like we're at a very good time right now to practice just delegating and outsourcing.
Yeah.
And so we're poised to do that as a business, and it's not easy, as everybody knows. So that would be another goal.
It's a lot
for
of trust
fall.
Involved.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of letting, like getting over yourself.
Right. yeah.
And the idea that you can do everything better than anybody else,
right,
or that they won't understand it if you try to explain it to them. And
or that the way you've been doing things. Yeah. Or the way you've been doing things is the way it has to be.
The right often, or best way. And that's
right.
not true.
Yeah.
Either.
Totally not true.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So what about health and wellness? Do you have any objectives
there? This is one, this is one where I'm going to have to be really careful because for me, I don't like working out that much.
Me neither.
It's fine. I'll do it if I have time in the day. It is always the first thing that drops off, and it doesn't drop off my horizon. Like, it never drops off of my notice. I'm always thinking about it, but it is the first thing I let go of if a day gets too packed.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like we've talked about this, I think in my self-care episode, it was ours, but I mostly talked.
Yeah.
Is that episode 104?
Yep.
And I talked about that balance between, you know, I want to go to yoga. I know I'll feel so much better if I go to yoga, but I'm so stressed about what I won't get done if I go to yoga that is the, really the better choice. And I feel like I face that on a, you know, several times a week basis right now. So I'm going to have to get really, really disciplined with myself about this. And I'm just thinking, like, I want to make it easy. So I've been hiking a lot lately and I love it. It doesn't feel like work to me. It feels like a lot of fun. It's not burning the same amount of calories as if I was like going to a class or lifting weights or whatever, but it's sustainable. And I usually am great about walking in the summer and then I start to taper off when it gets cold and then I stop entirely in like November. And this year, if I could just make one goal, it would be to be outfitted in such a way that I don't have to, like that I'm warm enough that I can just go out and walk even if it's, and maybe that could become kind of part of my daily like routine where I'm taking care of myself. Maybe it's like right after the kids go to bed. It's a way to clear my head. I love it. I really enjoy it. So there's no reason not to do it. I just have to really work it into my schedule.
Right.
And that's one of those things I think having such a routine schedule is going to be good for me because I know if I don't do that now, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I also still want to keep going to yoga, but I think it's going to have to probably be like a weekend thing and maybe one evening class during the week. It's not going to be sustainable the way I was doing it. For a while, I was going to classes like almost every day, and there's just not going to be time for me to do that now. And that's okay.
Yeah.
If I do, you know, if I walk 4 or 5 times a day or a week and then, you know, go to yoga twice, that's perfect. That's perfectly enough exercise to keep me healthy and feeling good and all that. So, yeah. So that's where I am now. And it's just going to be a matter of figuring out where it fits and then actually doing it, which is kind of everything, right?
Yeah.
So that's everything is.
Exactly. And it's life. But that's life. That's why we're calling this a New Year's resolution, because that's getting back on. Yeah. I had a really good routine this summer of walking every day, and I am not, my workouts. I really did.
You'd always be messaging. You'd be like, hey, I'm just finishing up my walk.
Yeah. And the reason it worked was, Brian still starts work pretty early. He leaves at about 7:45 or 7:40, but it was just about a 20-minute difference because he doesn't take the kids to school in the summer. So our morning was that much, a little bit more free. So he goes to the gym early. He goes, I work. I used to read, but now I work. That's back to my other resolution. So I work from 5 to 6, and then he comes back from the gym. And because we don't have kids to get ready for school, then I would leave with the puppy on my walk and just walk for 30 minutes. So that will end. That was a great summer routine. That's something I will look forward to in the summers now. But that will end just because our mornings are crazier. So we have our gym membership, and the routine that I had last year was that I head right to the gym after school drop off with every other mom in my town. It's like a very cliche thing. They're all there.
Yeah.
And I've talked on this show about my gym has great classes, and there's some resistance I have to doing the group fitness classes. And I think part of it is, for so long with 3 little kids at home, any exercise time I got was I wanted to be by myself. And then I got into listening to podcasts and I just didn't want anyone to talk to me or tell me what to do. However, I hear nothing but good things about the fitness classes, how good you feel after you do them. And just, I know it's a better workout than my 25 minutes on a treadmill and lifting a few weights, like staring into space. So I don't know. I'm not ready to commit that I'm going to go hardcore, but I am open to the idea, because my walk routine will end. I will go back to going straight to the gym. And kind of tying right back in with having some work boundaries is, I love listening to music when I work out, but I get a little lazy about what I listen to. And then I get into listening to podcasts, which starts to feel like work when your work is a podcast.
No, I totally get
so
that.
I feel like if I had some good playlists or a totally fun podcast, something else to look forward to, then if all I do is my 25 minutes on the treadmill, that's still fine. That's still, like you said, it's a good, it's good enough. But because I haven't been spending that time in the gym this summer, I feel like I'll have kind of it'll just be a natural shakeup of my routine. So, and then on the other health and wellness, I have to mention meal planning and cooking, because I haven't made dinner. People, I have not made dinner for real regularly in, I don't know, 6 months.
I haven't either. No, it's been terrible.
At all.
Well, for me, it's been since spring. But it's been bad. It's been really bad. I still put something together to eat, kind of, but it's really been phoned in.
It's been really, time. Very phoned in for me. I won't announce who, but we're in partnership with a meal planning and prep sponsor for a few episodes coming up that you guys will hear about in a future episode. And just even having that as an option to look into, just some external motivation and external inspiration. You know, it's easy to say, well, meal planning is not that hard, I could do it myself. And that's true. But same thing with exercise. It's sometimes you just need the external inspiration, whether that looks like a meal planning service or a delivery service or whatever. So something's got to give, because I haven't made dinner.
Something's got to give.
I haven't made dinner in 1,000
years.
Real
sad, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to mention something about working out, and this may not apply. This might not fit your life at all, but just for what it's worth to anyone who's listening, and maybe just to spark something for you. I, for a while, did the whole go right after school drop off to exercise thing. And I found that it was not right for me for a couple of reasons. First of all, that was my prime mental time.
Yeah.
Right after dropping the kids off.
Yeah.
And I was resentful about having to go work out.
Yes,
I would see it as the biggest interruption to my day. Everybody is there. You have to talk to everyone. It's, it's busy. It's social hour for moms. And so I found it just didn't work with me. So what I started doing was having it be the last thing I did before I picked the kids up from school or wherever they were. And I loved that, because by that point of the day, I'm ready. I'm ready to be done. and to make that transition between work and personal life.
Yeah.
And I'm also like, my brain is kind of shutting down a little bit and I need something energetic to do so I don't fall asleep. And also there's no one there.
Yeah.
So it would feel like this little oasis. Like I would go and sit in, and I would sit in the locker room and watch whatever crappy programming they had on the TV, because I don't watch that stuff at home.
Right.
And just really slowly,
yeah,
you know, dry off and get ready and like, you know, I'd shower there and stuff. And it just, it felt like a little treat. Whereas going at nine,
yeah,
never felt good to me.
Well, so that
just
is
for what it's worth.
I actually am really intrigued by that idea. My worry is that I wouldn't do it. Because I'd be in my groove.
Yeah, well,
or feeling like,
you know what, well, you do? Get up in the morning and put your workout clothes on.
Yeah.
And you put your hair in a sloppy ponytail.
Yeah.
And you wear your shoes. Like, just be ready to go
at
any moment. And then the minute you feel that, you might have to train yourself. But the minute you start to feel that dip in energy, just be like, oh, time to go. And just go. And so sometimes I would go at, you know, 2:30. And sometimes I would go at 1. So it wasn't always exactly the same time. But it was one of the things I did toward the end of the day for a long time. And I will say that was the most consistent I've ever been with working out, was when I worked out in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, so, I really like that idea. Everybody who listens to this show knows that, you know, I'm just a morning person. And what that means is I tend to front load everything in my day. And then I sort of don't do anything after like 2 o'clock. Right. And so that's not really a great energy management strategy. So I actually think it's really smart to sort of purposely move something that energizes you and is good for you to later in the day.
Right.
Like I don't have to get it all done before 2 o'clock. So I love that.
And you might find that you might find it some resistance to it, like for a week, like you might be like, ugh, I don't want to, I'm in the middle of something, but you train yourself.
Oh yeah.
And it's such a pleasant, it was always such a pleasant experience for me that I would want to go back. I would sit in the hot tub sometimes.
You trained yourself to get up before 6 o'clock every day. I mean, anything is possible.
Literally anything can be done.
Okay. So we have a few more categories to go through, but let's take a quick break and remind everybody this is kind of the last call for your Mothers of Reinvention course, which is so perfect for this, what we're talking about this time of year. If you are feeling, I'm just going to pitch this to our listeners. I'm not even going to let you talk for a minute. Let me talk for a minute.
Okay. I won't talk. Sure. All right.
First of all, you guys know that I first took an online class from Megan, and that's how we first met. So this is like near and dear to my heart, because I think you're so great at leading these types of groups and teaching these types of courses. And if you're not familiar, this is a 10-week e-course done kind of on your own time, but with a group, with some virtual connection to your community and some learning and teaching by Megan in the form of audio and video and lessons that will be sent to you. But I feel like for our listeners who, maybe your kids are really little and you're still at home and you're not even in this back to school mode yet, but you just feel like fall's a good time to refocus on yourself a little bit. Like there's something out there more that you want to be doing and you're not quite sure what it is. Or maybe you just had a crazy summer and you feel like you deserve an hour or two each week that's focused on you. I feel like that's why this is so perfect. You don't have to be ready to launch a new career or do anything crazy. You just have to want to like ask yourself some curious questions. I feel like that's what this is about. So now you can talk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a really great, thank you so much for doing all the prep work. But yeah, this is, so I did a survey a few months ago now, or a couple months ago, and over 200 people responded. And I really just wanted to get a feel for where people in this community were, as far as, were they feeling ready to start a new hobby or a career maybe, or a business, or were they just trying to figure out how to make all the pieces fit together? And the response I got from the vast majority was that they want to do there's something out there that they want. Like they want something more, but they just don't know what that is. And they can't even get to that part. They can't even get to the figuring that out until they get their other stuff together. So whether it's getting like the stuff we're talking about today, whether it's getting your routine together, whether it's making time for creativity, making time for your health and wellness, things that were also very important were family time and how to prioritize that and feel like you're, you know, being mindfully intentional and active with your kids, but also still making time for this other stuff. So what I realized is like really we have to start at the foundation.
Yeah.
So the class is called Mothers of Reinvention Foundations, because this is a really foundational level course where you, wherever you are right now, no matter where you are, whether you're kind of like on the precipice of jumping into something else or whether you feel totally overwhelmed, we're going to workshop that. So the class will consist of live video chats with me, which will take place on Facebook, but in a private group, so you can chat, you know, privately and openly. Mm-hmm. And also some audio content weekly, journal prompts, and activities that you can do. And then there's this community aspect, which sometimes I think is the best part of these classes.
Yeah.
Because what I love about the Mom Hour listeners is I feel like you guys would all like each other. Like,
if
you just took all however many thousands of you there are and dumped you in, like, at a conference together, you'd get along, because there's a reason people are drawn to the same kind of people. And so you're all my people and Sarah's people, and I think you would all be each other's people. And there's something really magical about having, like, a tight group. It's not going to be huge, and having sort of like a semi limited group of people that you can really connect with and can kind of hold your hand as you're walking through some of these activities.
And often that even that. I feel like that's can present a lot of opportunities when those people don't necessarily know your whole backstory. I mean, it's great if you want to sign up with a friend or a few friends, but something about having people that maybe you don't know as well in real life be part of that community. Yes. They sometimes push you, you push yourself. You see things in other people that you hadn't seen in yourself before. It just gets you out of that comfort zone creatively. And then that, I agree, that community is so
And it can lead, it can lead to really cool stuff done in the future, like our, you know, cross continent friendship and business partnership. Like, you know, 6 years ago, who would have ever seen that coming? So it's just, it's a really, like, if anything, I don't want to downplay myself because I think I'm pretty cool, but
you are.
If anything, like, do it for the community. So if you go to the show notes for this episode, which is episode 116, correct? Mm-hmm. 116. 16. You'll find the link to sign up for Mothers of Reinvention Foundations. The class is $89 and it'll be running, it'll be 10 weeks long, running Tuesday, September 12th through Tuesday, November 14th. Of course, this is 2017, in case anyone's listening from the future, which is kind of fun to think about. And I will be closing registration on Wednesday, September 6th in the evening. Probably, you know, I actually probably won't really close it till the next day, but I need that so that I can have a few days to prepare and get emails sent out and get everyone signed up and stuff. So September 6th is your last chance to sign up, and I would love to have you there.
Yes, I hope people are running to sign up for this, because $89 bucks for 10 weeks.
So far, and
that's like $9 a week, which is nothing.
For just nine,
$9
price of two cups of coffee a week.
For the price of your weekly kombucha.
Exactly.
Okay, so diving back in, shall we, to a couple other areas? So let's talk about our home, and I put home slash nest because I feel like there's a very nesty component to fall. And that's saying that as a Southern Californian who, it's going to be hot here. It's actually hotter here in September and October than it is in June, July, and August. It's our summer. So it won't be chilly here, but it'll be chilly for you. And I feel like that naturally turns everything inward. So do you have any home objectives, goals, desires?
Oh boy, I have so many. So as you know, if you've been listening to this show for a while, I'm in not even in the middle of a divorce. I'm kind of at the end stages of getting a divorce, but it's been going on for almost a year now. And I really, man, let my house go. Like, the little things I took pride in, the magazines that I would read, like Better Homes and Gardens, and just little things like keeping certain areas clean and neat and organized and swapping out my throw pillows and things like that. Right. I just basically walked away from about 11 months ago and really have not paid attention to, partly because my house has been kind of a bummer of a place to be very honest. And because I've been distracted and there's just a lot of other things going on. So this fall, some friends have offered to come over and help me paint.
Oh, that's awesome.
To get things, to get things that feel kind of like my space that I'm creating with my kids, as opposed to the space that my ex left. I mean, that is really important, I think. I'm going to totally redo my bedroom. Right now I have a separate office space that's I decked out at, and you were there, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just saw your house.
I put
for the
a
first
lot
time.
Of time.
Yeah,
that's right. And my office that I am renting for, doing business, because for a long time I was kind of fleeing my house, and I put a lot of effort into decorating and furnishing this place. So I'm probably going to let it go because I'm not going to really need it as much anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move. I'm basically going to pick up this office and move it into my house, into my bedroom, and make like that be my little retreat. And I'm really looking forward to that because I got some really, like, I got a player, got this cool antique.
Yeah, the stuff in there is so cute. And
it's so me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just like it represented me kind of taking charge and making the space for myself. So I'm just going to pick the space up and move it back home. And that's, I'm looking forward to that. I'm not sad about that at all. But so that is really, I just really want to take some time to nest this fall. It's really important that I get that back under control. I kind of knew I would get sick of not doing that. And at some point I would need to do it again and, and like just take over. I'm going to re-implement family dinners, but I'm going to take it easy on myself and only try and only really push like a full family sit down dinner, maybe twice a week, because now I only have the kids four nights a week. And I feel like I need to have a couple nights where it can be a little more stand at the island and eat if that's how it works out. But I really want to get that routine back going again. And I don't know, just like making my house more of the hub of my life again, which it was for such a long time. And then I kind of ran away from it, to be very honest.
Yeah.
And so, you know, taking it back over, man.
And I think that's so true. Like I have had times where I felt like that, and it wasn't because of a divorce, but like a new baby or a bunch of travel in a row, or if you're in a bad phase of sleep and you're just in survival mode, you just, it's like a feeling of, you know, like dissociative personality. It's like dissociative home disorder. It's like you're in it, but it's not yours, and you don't have that sort of like cozy, intimate ownership feeling of your space. And I think it's natural to go through ups and downs of that. Not just, I mean, your situation was maybe more extreme, but I have definitely had times that I felt that way. And it's, there's an element of surrender, and you just have to be like, okay, well, I will get back to this eventually. And so,
You know, this is going to sound really silly, but I spent like a weekend with some friends of mine have a newish baby, and I hung out in their living room a lot and watched TV. And I thought, when was the last time I went in my living room and watched TV? I just sat down on the couch and watched a program. I couldn't even remember when, because I have basically lived in between the kitchen and my bedroom for a very long time. I've just been kind of like hiding in there, and the living room kind of went to the feral children, and like it just like went to seed, and now and they took over, and there's wrappers everywhere. And so I'm like, I'm taking it back. You know, I want to have my programs that I watch. And I thought this at my friend's house. It's like, gosh, I should watch more TV, which is such a silly thing. But like, it is one of those little things that makes sure your home yours, like your programs, your comfy spot you sit in, you know?
Yep.
So yes, I need all that back, and I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally interrupted you, but
no, that's okay. I was just going to say, I feel like we had some travel early in the summer, and then we just did a trip, but we had like 4 weeks in a row at home this summer, and we actually got a lot of like some decent projects done around the house. So I'm feeling pretty good about where we are, but we're going to do some bigger things, and we might paint as well. Actually, I really don't love the color of our walls, and it's painting is in my mind, it seems like such a big deal. We would hire ours out, because we have like double vaulted high ceilings, and we would hire it out, but it makes such a difference. And what I was thinking about you with painting is, when you paint, you have to pull everything away from the wall anyway, and it, so it sort of can create that catalyst. We've talked before about on our like home decorating shows about how like one thing can start the ball rolling and the dominoes fall, and you end up reorganizing your furniture in a room. And so I'm definitely ready for a few of those things now that we're into fall. But yeah, the one specific area I feel like I would love to focus on is, I have a little desk nook in the kitchen. We don't have an office or anything, and it's just piles, like so many desk nooks are. But because the kids will be in school a lot more, and I do work from home, I feel like that it's a tiny little area, but just changing out the picture on the wall in front of it and the pen containers and all of that, I feel like that could be a cuter space that more reflects me and the fact that I do work practically full time from home now, you know? So that would be one little corner, but in general, I love the natural nesting that happens this time of year. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Me too. So what about like kids and parenting? You mentioned family dinner. So anything else along those lines, or anything that you, you know, want to put intention behind in with the kids this fall?
So one of the things that I told myself, this has been like a big year of me just being like, I always said I was going to do this one thing, and now I'm going to do it, darn it. And so
watch out, you guys.
Yeah, watch out. But one of those things was becoming more outdoorsy. I always wanted to hike and camp more, and just things that life got in the way.
Right.
And I was like waiting for a level of involvement that didn't happen. And so I kind of put all that stuff on hold. And then this year I was like, you know, it's me. I can just do this. I don't need to wait for anybody else to give me permission or help me or buy in. So I started doing, I've been camping four times in the last month.
I know. It's been hiking, impressive. Like,
I know. Yeah. So I just decided to do it. And slowly I am, getting my kids involved. And yeah. that is something like I want to bring them into my world and have them discover things that I love. And I yeah. think I've spent a lot of time watching and supporting things they love. Mm-hmm. And now I kind of feel like I want us to have things that we do together and things yeah. that maybe are new for us and like our new family.
Yeah.
So like I did take the kids all camping last week. I've taken a couple of the kids kayaking a couple of times. I would like to take Clara on a couple, just me and her camping trips. I think that would mm-hmm. be super fun. I have mm-hmm. like a tent that's like a 1.5 person tent and she's really into it. She thinks it's really fun to do that stuff. Like, I live in a beautiful area of Michigan. Yes. There are state parks every 5 miles. Like there mm-hmm. is no reason we couldn't just jump in the car some evening and go for a 2-hour hike. Like there's no reason we couldn't. I just, you know, life gets in the way and you don't. And then you'll think you'll do it when there's a special occasion.
Right.
Or when there's like, when everything's perfect and perfectly lines up. And then sometimes that just doesn't happen. So
and for you, weather-wise, really, yeah. yeah, for you, weather-wise, it's you know, it's easy to say, well, it's September, so we're going to come indoors and nest. But you probably have right. 6 or 8 weeks of really nice
weather
that you could take
yeah,
advantage
it's
of.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Yep. So that's one thing. And then I really want to keep the theater thing going. Like Clara and William got so into theater when I directed Guys and Dolls. They mm-hmm. loved it. I think Owen would get into it if I kind of eased him in a little bit. So that's something I also want us to do together, whether that's going to see stuff, which I admit I've not been as good about going. We have a college here that has some really good programs and mm-hmm. good shows and stuff. And I've been kind of bad because I got in that little kid mode where you're like, yeah. I'm not going to see a show. My yeah. kids won't sit through it. And then you realize actually my youngest is like 8. So yes, she will.
Yeah.
So just being more intentional about that stuff, like us doing things together that we enjoy doing and that yeah. can become like our thing.
Yeah.
So that's my goals.
Yeah. I would say I'm almost going to say same because, yeah. we traveled quite a bit this summer and summer here tends to be pool and beach, even when we are home, but we also live in an unbelievably beautiful part of the country. And we've only been here. We just passed our Californiaversary is what I call it. So we've been here exactly 3 years. And there is sort of like the bubble where we make our everyday, you know, school, grocery store, like, and that's very small. It's like a 5-mile radius. It's little suburban Orange County.
Yeah.
But there's so much that's within, I would say, an hour to 2-hour drive. I mean, we're right halfway in between San Diego and Los Angeles. Not to mention other parts of Orange County and Southern California. And it's just I'm a broken record on this, but it's so much easier to do things with the kids than it used to be. And that's something right. that I feel like with our travel, we've really taken advantage of. When we travel now, the kids do great. We do fun things, but I am kind of a homebody and I love routine and I love all this returning to the home and nesting. And so the flip side of that is you can forget to get out and do things, especially in the fall when everybody's focused on back to school. So I want to get out and do things with the kids. I want to use our weekends. Our weekends shouldn't be too busy. Violet will have little soccer on right. Saturday mornings, but that's it. So I want to use our weekends, you know, kind of continue the spirit of summer and explore our own backyard a little bit better. I feel like that's a perennial goal of mine. And I wouldn't right. say I'm not doing it well. It requires constant attention because I am someone yeah. who really likes a weekend of nothing at home. I really enjoy that. So finding the yeah, balance yeah. and looking ahead and saying, actually, we're going to do San Diego for the day next weekend. And the kids are old right. enough and they'll enjoy it and it'll be fun. So that would be one thing. And then, yeah, last week on the podcast, we kind of talked about how each of our kids are going into new school years. And I would say it's always sort of a parenting goal of mine to just really tune into how everybody is adjusting, because sometimes adjusting right. to a new school year is different than what you expect. I feel like as parents, we yeah. build up the first day and the first week and we're so excited and we get their outfits and their lunchboxes. And then we forget that, like, depending on the kid, depending on the year, it can take 2 months to settle in. And some of their little anxieties.
And sometimes you don't see those yeah. little things until a while in. You're not even looking for it. Yeah.
Right.
So true.
So I think there's no like specific goal, except that I think it's something I naturally do each fall. I always try and keep our after school activities really minimal in the fall. And just, it's almost like their job is to adjust to a new school year. And my job is to make sure I'm paying attention. Not that like I'm on the lookout for anything awful, but just that like I'm giving right. them space to adjust and giving them permission to not have it go perfectly. And
right.
remembering that it takes 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks sometimes for everyone to feel like, you know, they're into the new school year. So that's, I think, like a general yeah. parenting objective. But
No, that's really good. And I think that that is really wise. And I will say also, you saying that kind of sparked in me just like, I don't know, making and being intentional about paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, something I think is easier to do when you take a step back and nest a little bit.
And, well, and with older kids, it's more, it's so much like fuzzier. Like when you have a new baby, your job is like you pay attention to like the color of their poop and the sound of their burp and like how many times they ate. And then all of a sudden it was like you said one time, like, I don't even know if I saw my kid today. Like, I mean, that's that's an extreme, but
it happens sometimes.
Yeah, the things to pay attention to get a little slipperier. And so you do have to stay on the ball. So fall is a good time.
They become good at hiding stuff too. Yeah. So that's very, good.
Well, my last category was kitchen and food, which we sort of touched on in a couple different areas, which is interesting. Do you have any other, so we talked a little bit about returning to family dinner, but not putting the expectations too high. And then we also talked about just nutrition and wellness for ourselves. Do you have any other like kitchen food related? I know you love roasted vegetables in the fall.
I do, but I'm not making like that. And yeah, I do. I really love them. My goal is going to be very simple. It is going to be eat at home on the nights I have the kids eat at home. And that I'm not even going to put any kind of restrictions on what that's going to look like, because I know eating at home will be better for us and less expensive no matter what it is.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. So I'm just going to start there. And then for myself, one problem becomes like being solo a couple nights a week, you know, 2-3, sometimes 4 nights a week. It's really easy to fall into the trap of eating out all the time. And that would explain why I've gained about 10 pounds and why, you know, my food budget doesn't go as far, because like eating out is expensive and it's not good for you. And it doesn't really, even if you go out and you have a salad, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you do that like 3 times, you know, a day, it's still not good for you. So I haven't decided yet what restrictions to put on myself. I think that actually having this new work schedule is going to help a lot with that, because it'll just, I won't be able to, and I'm going to be tired at night and I'm not going to want to go out. So that I think is going to help, but I am actually going to literally look back at my debit card receipt or statement and count up how many times I've eaten out in the last month. And I'm probably going to be shocked. And then I'm just going to just cut that in half.
Yeah, you know? That'll and just so that, shame. I think you will self-shame yourself into doing that.
I will
that
shame
less.
Myself into that. I just think, you know, those are two really simple things that I think will make a big difference.
Yeah. So. Yeah, my only one is I have got to get back into meal planning. Even sounds too aggressive. What I mean is knowing what we are eating for dinner before 5 o'clock. That sounds like real basic.
That
but
is planning.
My poor husband, he is so patient and he's been so supportive as we've been growing our business. And he also loves to cook. So as long as I'm pretty good at keeping stocked with fresh groceries. That I will say, I like to have good food in the house, good healthy food. So that is not a problem area. The problem area is him getting home. Not that he expects like dinner to be on the table, but like I just look up and I'm like, I don't even know. I don't even know what we're having. Like, I have put no thought into this. And he would also be willing to help. If we're both working, we can both sit down and look at the week ahead. And when I say meal planning, like you're saying eat at home. We're saying it's okay if that meal plan is to have like pre-prepared salads or frozen pizzas or whatever you've decided, but it has to be planned. That's my whole thing. It's like, I'm fine if some of the dinners are easy cop outs, but I want to know what it is before 4 or 5 o'clock, and that I've just gotten way away from. So
that would keep it simple. And the nice thing is when you do something like that and it's that simple, you grow from there. You don't have to have this elaborate plan right at the beginning.
Yes. And it begets more. Like you want to do it more.
Yeah. And you'll also want to up the ante. So if one night you know at 4 o'clock that you're having like, you know, frozen chicken nuggets for dinner. So that's good. You know that, right? But the next day, maybe you're like, oh, I think I'll start a little earlier so that I don't have that.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, this has been really fun. I feel super inspired about our new year, our fall new year. Couple quick things before we wrap. This week is our live event. So Megan, the day this airs, you're about to fly out to California tomorrow and we are doing our live event. So if you catch this when it airs, there's still time to follow us. Just follow us on social media everywhere. We'll be talking about it and posting about it. Specifically, the event page for our live event on Facebook, I think, is where we're going to do our Facebook Live. As much as we can live stream, we will. Technology cooperation withstanding, I guess.
Right.
But if you find us on Instagram and Facebook in particular, you will see stuff and you can feel like you're following along. Also, we're attending Podcast Movement this week, which is an awesome conference. Yes. It's in Anaheim this year for podcasters. So definitely follow us along there. We'll try and do some Instagram stories and stuff at Podcast Movement. You can see behind the scenes. So it'll be a busy week for us. And then, yeah, finally, Megan, it's Mothers of Reinvention Foundations. The deadline to register is September 6th, $89, 10 weeks. I don't know why you guys wouldn't do this with Megan. It's going to be so great.
Do it.
Do it, guys.
Peer pressure.
So everything we talked about will be in the show notes at themomhour.com. This was episode 116. If you missed last week, there's some other great back to school stuff there as well. So
that's all I got. That's all I got, too.
All right.
It's been fun talking about back to school. We'll see you next time.